What was SBA going for here in changing these standards?
Well, I'll tell you, they're a little slow in doing it. It was back in 2007 when I was at OFBP. I asked them to initiate a review. And actually, they really got excited when the president signed the Small Business Jobs Act, because in that law, which was signed in September 2010, he directed SBA to review all the size standards and decide whether they should be increased or not. The interesting thing about this, there has not been a comprehensive review of the size standards since the early 1980s. There have been slight inflation adjustments and so forth over the years, most recently back in 2008, but those are very small. SBA really was well overdue for a comprehensive review of the size standards. As you well know, a lot of small businesses feel like they're not small very long, because once they get their annual revenue over a certain point, they have to compete with the big guys. So this is not getting much press, Francis. I think it's significant. They finally have issued the final rule. The rule's effective March 12th. And 30 days after its publication, and some small businesses are going to go like from 7 million annual revenue to 14 million. In other words, 100%. Some are 400% increases, huge increases, whereby small businesses, many, are going to be able to remain small. What's interesting, though, about what was just issued, Francis, the IT service industry, anything related to computers, they got a very small, modest increase of only 2%, going from a 25 million annual revenue to 25.5. And so, believe me, the IT companies are not happy about this very modest increase.
You mentioned, Rob, that these standards haven't changed dramatically since the late 70s, early 80s. Was this the right way to go about doing it, the way SBA did it this time?
You mean through public comment and through...
The whole process.
Well, they really have no choice. I mean, this has to be done through public comment and has to go. It's a long process. It's true. I think what they have not addressed, Francis, is the complexity of the rules. I think what they need to do next is somehow make this easier. You know, these rules are very complex. Whether you're small or not depends on the number of employees you have, your annual revenue, combination of both or one. And a lot of small businesses really don't understand the rules and sometimes just make misrepresentations saying they are a small business when in fact they're not, and can get into some very serious legal problems in that regard. And sometimes some companies make intentional misrepresentations, but oftentimes it's because they simply don't understand the rules. And I think that we've got to simplify these rules so people can readily determine whether they're a small business or not. Right now it's tough.
I had Guy Timberlake on the program this week talking about this. He's the head of the American Small Business Coalition. He says some of his members are saying this is going to put us in a hard way or put us potentially out of business, because all of a sudden we're competing against companies, for the example you gave, in that $7 million to $14 million range that we didn't have to compete with before. And we're going to be trying to struggle against some folks that really maybe we shouldn't be. Is that a fair statement, do you think?
Well, those are you have every point of view. You know, there are those people that are above the 7 million that want to stay small, and they're all excited because it's going up to 14 million, so they'll have room to play. The ones that are below 7 million and don't have any real opportunity to get above that, no, they don't want to see it to go up, because then they're going to have more competition and they're going to be fighting with bigger companies. So it's hard to please everybody. You know, it's very hard to please everybody. But what SBA had to do, Francis, they had to raise these, because it's just not realistic to keep them at the levels they were because of inflation and other factors. The world looks a lot different than it did in the early 1980s.
A cynic friend of mine said this week, this is an easy way for the government to finally hit small business quotas that they've never been able to hit. Is that fair?
Well, yeah, it is hit fair, because, I mean, and you're right. Why is it that government never can meet the 23% government-wide goal? Partly it's because it's hard to find enough small businesses to award to. So, this is going to help the government make its small business goals, but rightly so, because I think that this is long overdue. Are all the problems solved? No. I think the IT industry has a good objection that the increase for them was terribly unrealistic. I mean, you know how big dollar contracts there are in the IT industry. Why would you not raise the threshold more than 2% for the IT industry? And that's because of political pressure, really, to keep sort of a cap on this about $25 million.